Dr. Pinsky dictating a male IME on Stephen, S-T-E-V-E-N, Casciato, C-A-S-C-I-A-T-O. According to the information obtained from the examinee, Stephen Casciato is a 37-year-old male who reports he was injured at work on 9-7-20. Prepared this was while working in his part-time job for the insured. Prepared he claims he had sustained a back injury from lifting and moving patients on an EMS call. Prepared he did go to Inspira emergency room that same day. Prepared had further evaluation leading to a diagnosis of a disc herniation at L5-S1 by MRI. Prepared he had physical therapy and injections with improvement. Prepared he did not undergo any surgery in this matter. Prepared in paragraph. The petitioner also reports he sustained a second separate injury at work in October 2022. At that time, he injured his right elbow while making an arrest. Pretty was seen at Jefferson Emergency Room on 10-1-22. Pretty had further evaluation leading to a diagnosis of a high-grade partial thickness tear of the common extensor tendon at the elbow. Pretty was treated orthopedically by Dr. Lipschultz, but without surgical intervention. Period is no longer receiving any active care. Period. In paragraph, per your cover letter, he had a documented history of a prior low back injury. Period. As per his claim petition, Mr. Casciato alleges on 9-7-20, he was lifting a patient and injured his back. Period. As per medical treatment records, he was seen by his primary care physician named Dr. Milstein, M-I-L-L-S-T-E-I-N, as early as 5-27-15. Period. At that time, he had already been diagnosed with obstructive sleep apnea. Period. He's had a BMI. That's that. He stood 5 feet 8.5 inches tall and weighed 241 pounds. Period. He continued to be seen periodically for various medical issues. Period. On 11-28-16, he complained of occasional pain in his left foot and knee that is worse with running. Period. He was referred to a sports medicine physician in that regard. Period. He also was seen on 7-9-19 by Dr. Milstein. Period. There then appears to be a significant gap in documented treatment with Dr. Milstein. Period. On the visit of 3-3-21, he reported injuring his back in September 2020, identified as an L5-S1 disc herniation. Period. He saw a workers' compensation doctor and had 2 injections. Period. He had been treating with Dr. Levinson for his sleep apnea and was requiring home BiPAP. Period. He also had resolved childhood asthma. Period. He was taking meloxicam. Period. Dr. Milstein continued to treat him medically and had him undergo various laboratory studies. Period. On 5-5-22, he saw Dr. Milstein. Period. Listed diagnoses included hearing loss, comma, obstructive sleep apnea, comma, and morbid obesity. Period. Ongoing care was rendered through this visit of 5-5-22. Period. At that juncture, Mr. Casciato did not offer complaints involving his lower back or his right leg. period. New paragraph. Later treatment records show the petitioner was seen at Inspira emergency room on 9/7/20 period. He was diagnosed with lumbosacral radiculopathy, for which he was prescribed Percocet, period. He complained of low back pain radiating to the right buttocks and posterior right leg and anterolateral right ankle and dorsal right foot. Due to work as a paramedic, but he was lifting bags and then was helping lift a stretcher when he felt severe pain in the low back radiating to the right lower extremity. Period. He was evaluated and rendered the aforementioned diagnosis. Period. In another part of the documentation, it specified he was lifting a stair chair with a patient in it at a patient's home and was now having 10/10 right lower back pain radiating to the right leg. Period. This shows some variation in his description of mechanisms of injury. Period. In paragraph on 9/8/20, he was seen by Dr. Khan, K-H-A-N. Period. He stated he was injured the previous day when he was carrying down bags and transporting a patient down steps on a stretcher. When he felt a pull in his back, period, he had then gone to the emergency room. Period. He was diagnosed with muscle spasm of the back, for which he was to continue Percocet, continue Medrol, use Flexeril, and apply heat 3 to 4 times per day. Period. He must have come back to the clinic for a recheck on 9/14/20, but does not appear to have done so. Period. He did have x-rays of the lumbar spine on 9/8/20 that showed no acute findings. Period. There was mild disc space narrowing with degenerative end plate sparing at L4-5. Period. He did undergo drug testing on 9/11/20 in conjunction with his evaluation by Dr. Kirshner. Period. He diagnosed low back pain and lumbar strain, for which he referred the petitioner for physical therapy. Period. On this occasion, Mr. Cassiato stated he was taking bags down from the second floor of a house, and he went to get the stair chair, and he was trying to hold the weight of the patient, and he could not do it, and he knew he had done something to his back. But he had to switch positions with his partner, and he was able to finish the job, but then reported his injury. But he went to urgent care afterwards and had the aforementioned treatment. Period. Dr. Kirshner's evaluation led to a diagnosis of right low back pain and right leg pain, for which he recommended physical therapy. But he also made some medication adjustments. Period. He continued to be seen frequently by Dr. Kirshner. Period. On 9/16/20, he had a lumbar MRI to be inserted here. He had a lumbar MRI, period, at L5-S1, there was disc degeneration and large annular fissure and central slash left foraminal disc herniation abutting the sac, S1 nerve roots, and impinging upon the exiting left L5 nerve root. Period, there was also small Schmorl's nodes at L2-3 and L3-4. Period, and underline this, these radiographic findings do not correspond with his right-sided symptoms. Period. He followed up with Dr. Kirshner. Period. On 10/9/20, he reported having undergone bilateral 05-S1 epidural steroid injections from Dr. Kwan on 9/29/20. Britta reports almost 100% improvement lasting through today. Britta denies having any pain at all on this day. Britta has intermittent soreness in his left lower back into his left buttocks only. Britta sitting too long causes his soreness. Britta has seen Dr. Kwan the previous day, and they discussed consideration for a repeat injection, but it was not necessary at that time. Period. Dr. Kirshner saw him through 11/6/20. Period. At that juncture, he had no pain. Period. He had nothing more than mild soreness since having the injection. Period. He felt capable of working full duty at that time. Period. In paragraph, Dr. Kwan did perform a pain management evaluation on 9/25/20. Period. He diagnosed intervertebral disc displacement in the lumbar sacral region, comma, lumbar sacral radiculopathy, comma, lumbar sprain, comma, lumbago with sciatica on the left side, as well as lumbago with sciatica on the right side. Period. He recommended epidural injections, which were administered, period. On 11/5/20, he returned for postoperative visit with essentially no discomfort in his lower back. Pretty had mild achiness in the left lower back towards the left PSIS, but no leg pain. Period. His injection was on 10/27/20, and his pain level went from 4/10 to 0/10. Period. He was deemed to have reached maximum medical improvement. Period. On 10/23/10, he had a COVID evaluation preoperatively by Dr. Zucconi, Zucconi. Period. In paragraph, the petitioner did show this evaluator two different letters from his attorney citing two separate injuries and employers. Period. Physical exam, extremities upper, normal. Extremities lower. Motion of the left hip was full, but external rotation elicited low back tenderness. Period. Motion of the right hip, as well as both knees and ankles, was full in all planes without crepitus or tenderness. The rest of that is normal. Cervical normal, thoracic normal, lumbosacral normal. Impressions. On 9/7/20, Stephen Cassiato felt pain in his right lower back going down that leg while performing strenuous tasks at work. Period. There is some variability in the specifics of his mechanism of injury. Period. In any event, he was seen at the emergency room the same day and was initiated on conservative care. Period. At that juncture, he admitted to a prior history of prior low back pain with radiation to the right leg. Period. He also came into the orthopedic care of Dr. Kirshner, who had him participate in physical therapy. Period. An MRI was performed to be inserted here. Period. He submitted to an epidural injection from Dr. Kwan with excellent relief. Period. He was deemed to have achieved maximum medical improvement by Dr. Kwan and Dr. Kirshner. Period. In paragraph, the current examination was virtually benign in terms of the thoracolumbar spine. Period. There was full range of motion. Period. Provocative maneuvers were negative and clinically significant. Disc pathology, spinal stenosis, radiculopathy, or facet arthropathy. Period. He pointed to his site of pain at the lumbosacral junction, but this was not tender to palpation. Period. It is notable that the abnormalities seen on his MRI do not correlate with the side of his symptoms on the right. Period. In the paragraph, there is 0% permanent partial total disability referable to the lower back. Period. In this event, Mr. Cassiato has sustained a lumbar strain and perhaps disc herniation with radiculopathy. Period. He has achieved an excellent symptomatic, comma, clinical, comma, and functional results. Period. The annular fissure and disc herniation appear to be incidental to the subject event. Period. End.